Wife. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I don't know it. What you know?
It's Monday morning. The Bills won last night. That Tyson fight was a joke on Friday. I don't know. You tell me. I know lots today.
Well, and my preacher, he's leaving me, so I hate that.
You said you thought he was gonna.
Well, you know, he announced it yesterday, and you know what was so funny? We came back and we left the coast about 7 o'clock because I mean this guy that sits behind me, good friends with, he had texted me and said you need to be in service Sunday, and so anyway I'm in there and you know I kept thinking, well, when are they gonna have something, you know? Anyway, all of a sudden he said we're gonna have a business meeting at the end of the service, and sure enough, about 15-20 minutes, preacher got up there and it's funny, but he basically sounded like a critic. You know, he sat there and he was talking about the critics in the church and the critics that left the church. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh Lord, he's talking about me. You know, because I mean, I have just been dead set. He needs to move on. But anyway, he's leaving in June, and he really is not leaving soon enough. But I don't know why the global people would let him stay till June when, you know, he's announced he's leaving. I would have went ahead and said, you know, like somebody made the comment, I don't know why he didn't leave in January, you know, and that's probably what he really ought to do. You know, that's not good business. I mean, it's just not.
No,
you know, when
I
you
understand.
Tell somebody you're leaving, they usually give you 2 weeks' notice and you're gone, but. You know, this is a little different because, you know, they have to pack and move, and you understand they need some time. I understand that. But still, you know, I thought that was interesting, you know. But anyway, but that's good news. But, you know, I thought it was real interesting that he would get up there and basically he just criticized the critics in both, you know, our service and the people who had left. You know, I mean, I didn't think I was good at all. I think they, you know, he should have just told the SBR he was leaving, and they should have announced it, and it should, you know, no big deal like he did. You know, it was not
right.
I don't think it was the proper way to handle that, but that's his business. I don't care what he does. You know, I mean, I think he's done a poor job for our church and ran off a bunch of people, and, you know, That's his way of doing it, you know. So that's his life, you know.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you
anyway,
just can't
we'll,
pick.
We'll get over it. You know, we will rebuild. You know, I mean, right now it's been, you know, everything's been down. I mean, the attendance has been down. The ties, you know, the crazy thing. The only thing good about last week, we had somebody that actually left $190,000 to the church. So that was, you know, in little churches, that's the way it is. And I don't know how it is in y'all's, you know, but, you know, we just, over the years, we've had a lot of people, you know, a lot of, like, maybe like an older couple that didn't have any kids, and they just, they'd leave whatever they had to the church, you know?
Yeah. We've got a little church. About 2 miles from the house my uncle was a deacon at for years. And if they get 30 parishioners on a Sunday, it's a lot. And it's a group of older people. And some of their kids come in. It's gotten a little bit better. But it seems like every time somebody falls off or passes away, you're seeing a bigger donation, and it keeps the church going. And it's been around for over 100 years, and it's just
it's
a good group of people with a good pastor. So,
you know, I mean, this church has been... I mean, two decent-sized services and one not so-so. I mean, maybe on the smallest, which was an early service, was always about 40 people in that service. And you know, then, you know, the contemporary had about 70, 80 people in it, and then our service had more than that. I had 100 and something on a Sunday. But now we're lucky to have 30 or 40 people in there. You know, I mean, that's just ridiculous, you know. And, you know, I didn't feel sorry for him. I mean, you know, I mean, I personally felt like, you know, it's a good thing he's stepping up and doing it, and not having to have us letting go.
Remove him.
You know, yeah. It was, and he might have saw that coming. I don't know. You know, but anyway, I was ready for him to do it. You know, so maybe that'll. We'll move on with it. That's all we can do, you know. But other than that, you know, I'm sitting here working. I got to figure out what I want to do with your diamonds and what, you know.
So the only one I have issue that I need your help with is there's an RQ out there that's been out since October that I got to get back next day or two.
October?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
1 carat HVS2. I'll send you an email on it now.
Here, hold on a minute. Let me HVS2.
Yep.
Is it 1 carat?
1 carat.
Is it a,
yes, sir.
Is it a 7368?
What do you mean by that?
I mean the. Oh, wait a minute. That's a GIA. How about 1010 on your number?
1010. Yes, sir.
And send me what? Just send me. I got it sitting right here in front of me. Send me the memo on everything I got, so I can figure out. So I can get this stuff getting ready to get back to you.
All right, I'll send you what you have out.
That 1010, the one you're talking about, did it come in here? How long has it been?
October 31st. So it's 15 days.
So we're 15 days, so it's or 18 days. All right, shoot me the memo on whatever I got, and I'll check it out.
All right.
And I'll work on this today, try to get
the
thing.
I appreciate that. Yeah, to get paid, I got to have it back here by Wednesday, so. Should be in your mailbox. You know how that goes.
All right, I'm going to check it out. Something just came in.
All right. Thanks, brother.
I'll catch you a little bit. All right.
You got
it. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.